Thank you so much for calling. Lisa here. This is Ben.
Hello.
Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for returning my call. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so Ben, I'm going to make it really quick. I just wanted to have a brief chat regarding the project. What seems to be the problem?
Well, they misrepresented Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And they misrepresented the cancel at any time clause. Number two, I'm at the courthouse now. Number three, their story did not add up. So I need to find out where your address is for the court.
You're at the courthouse, and what are you doing there exactly?
I'm handling this. I got to handle this.
Okay.
Because they misrepresented three things that they lied about.
Okay, what are
we
the
don't lie?
That they lied about?
I just outlined them for you.
Okay.
So, cancellation policy for any reason,
mm-hmm.
misrepresenting Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
and then having documentation, and they never had until the second or third time, which was 2 weeks late.
Okay. Cancellation policy, misrepresentation, and last one,
what?
Regarding the documents, what is that about?
The what?
You said that third point.
They said the initial intake was going to be emailed, and it took them 2 weeks to get it over.
Okay, all right. Just give me a quick moment, okay? I'll be right back. I'm pulling up your account here.
Yeah, and I'm willing to, you know, work with them. So what can they do?
Okay, let's start to address point one, cancellation policy. Now, there is, of course, a cancellation policy if we fail to deliver the services. If there is any other reason that goes into the change of mind clause, which is all there on the website.
That's not what he said.
What did he say to you?
Original person, he said you can cancel anytime for any reason.
Okay.
Any reason.
Do you have this
any
in
reason.
Or in a contract?
No. He said it on the phone. That's what I'm saying. That's misrepresentation. The salesman on the phone misrepresented. Now, I have recordings of all my conversations, so we're going to
mm-hmm.
pull it up, and we're going to go through this.
Okay.
I have it. I have all my conversations recorded for this very reason.
Okay.
I own a $5 million business. I'm not going to just mess up somewhere. You understand? So I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you with my lawyer that he's sitting there for $50,000 a year. He gets paid no matter what. So I want him to start working.
Ben, you need to calm down. Here, you don't have to come after us because I am coming up to you proactively and discussing this. So the entire concept of you coming after us, that doesn't make any sense here. The reason why I'm calling you is to provide you a resolution, okay? So let's discuss, negotiate, decide, and then come to a win-win situation. Of course, we will be able to resolve this. So it's not a big issue, okay? Now, your point two, which says misrepresentation, were you referring to the same cancellation policy that they told you something over the phone and they gave you something else in writing? Okay.
Yes. That one.
Okay. All right. Well, that is something. That's a valid point, by the way. If somebody told you something and they told you otherwise in writing, then of course that is indeed a misrepresentation. And I'm going to take this up officially and file a complaint. So can you give me the representative's name as well? That'll help.
I have it in my emails. I'm driving right now.
Okay.
I'm driving. So, you know, the first guy that reached out to me, what was his name? The second guy was amazing. This other guy, he's really good. Very He knows everything. The guy that got on the phone with me to fill out the intake, that guy.
Okay.
He's very, very great. He knows everything. He knows the process. The guy that asked for the payment, that guy, the second guy.
That's the second guy, right?
Yeah, the guy I talked on the phone. The first guy was really on email, now that I remember. It was all email. We have a chain of email.
Okay, okay. Do you remember maybe a last name or first name? I know the second guy. He is your project manager.
He's
great.
Scott
Martin.
Yes.
So he's good.
That one. He's very good. I love him. Okay? But the first one, maybe, you know, he just didn't understand what I was asking him. Maybe.
Right. And sometimes, let me be very honest with you,
Justin, that guy, Justin Wilson, that one. That's the first guy we're talking
Justin.
About.
Okay, he's the one who told you something else.
Maybe,
and, yeah.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't want to do it, but he kind of went that way. You know what I mean? Any reason, cancel any reason, is very different than, oh, you must have a reason, a valid one that meets one of these five criteria or 10 or
exactly.
whatever they are, the bullet points.
Yep.
You know?
They should have been upfront and transparent with you in terms of the cancellation policy, because that is the most trickiest part. You know, when you sign up with a particular company for a certain services or products or whatsoever,
yes.
this is like the most
yes.
basic stuff. So I'm with you on this point.
Do you guys can see the donation somebody makes to Wikipedia? I donate all the time to these people.
Okay. One more thing I need to address here. There was a third point that you mentioned, the documents delay. You told me that the initial intake that was presented to you, it was delayed. But when
Justin. Again, the Justin said, I'm going to email. Yeah, the first one. He said, look for this email. It should be there. I look for it. I get busy. A week goes by, and I email him. And then he says, oh, yeah, well, we'll send a new one. He sends a new one. And then the second guy gets on, who's very good, gets on.
That
and
is
he awesome. Handles it. Handles it good, though. But that part, the first part, yeah, it was a little...
Exactly. And I personally don't know this Justin guy, but I don't know what he's doing. It all sounds so shady, you know? If I was you, I would have...
He's the first guy. He was the first guy. I mean, he goes out and canvasses. He finds out who's interested, who's not. That's his job.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. I have taken detailed notes.
He might be an outside sales guy. Are you with me? He might be some guy who's doing outside sales, sending mass emails.
He is actually related to the sales team, so most probably he must have misrepresented a couple of things with you, which
yeah.
is not supposed
you
to
know.
Be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been in sales when I was a young child at IBM sales, and we say things to get the deal. You know?
Yeah, you tweak things a bit and you leave a little loopholes and, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yes, that's sales, right? I mean...
Yep, and you've done that, so you just picked it up very easily, right?
Yes, exactly. So the other thing is the other partners of the company did some research, and it wasn't Wiki Moderators, it was another company. It was called Wiki something else, or it could have been you changing your name later. Found out they screwed people.
Okay.
Do you know about that?
I know about that.
If you do,
I have no information.
If
you can provide me the name of the other company, maybe I can find out more. What's the name of this other company?
I'm driving. I have it at home.
Okay.
I can email you all this. Send me an email.
Yes,
send me an email. I'll send you all this info to address their concerns, the partner's concerns.
Got it. Let me send you an email, and then we'll take things from there, okay? So you're going to send me the name of the guy. Well, you already told me the name of the guy. That's Justin. I'm already logging an official complaint against him. Secondly, you're going to share the name of this other company, you know, the one that you're talking about. Okay. All right.
Yes.
By the way, Ben, you got your amount back, right?
Well, my accountant did that. Yeah, she called in and got the money back. But I'm very open once we do resolution to pay you again from a credit card.
Okay. Well, one more thing, Ben. I just want to let you know that the amount, the dispute did not hit or reflect. We just got a warning, and then we proactively refunded the complete amount. And then I wanted to have a word with you personally, one-on-one, over the phone, see what the concerns are, and see if there is any possible way in which we can move forward together. If not, you have your amount, and you have the power to take the decision here.
Right.
And I would completely respect that, okay? So there's no persuading here, Ben, all right?
Okay.
So, okay, perfect.
I want to do this, and I'm the number one salesman in my field, so I'll sell my partners. Don't worry about that. But me and you have to have a resolution first.
Yeah. That is absolutely correct. So, Ben, I think we should keep this short since you're driving as well. I'm going to wait for you to send me that email. Once that comes through, how about you send that to Scott directly? Because I'm connected with him. I'll take all of those details from Scott. How about that?
Okay. Perfect. I will. I'll do that.
All right. And then we'll talk again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ben, for your time and patience. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And drive.